daf chavtes amin aleph kedushin chavtes amin aleph. We'll start from the two dots. Lamolo minalan. How do you know? Lamolo minalan. The siv vayimol av mizitzak bino. That's how you know a father's chayavin mila for his son. How do you know a father's chayavin mila for his son? Vayimol av mizitzak bino. Vehecha delo malay avua. Mechayve beidina lamalay. And if a father doesn't do this mila to his son, so the chiyuv. So Beis Din has a chiyuv, whether it's the same chiyuv or just transferred or a different chiyuv, whatever it is. Himol lachem kol zachar. Vehecha delo malay beidina. Ihiu. The Nashi, he has responsibility to do it for himself. Why do you need all these psukim? Good question. Are there three different chiyuvim? If it's really even a chiyuv itself, or is it just a tremendous ownership? He doesn't. Fantastic sugya to talk about the chiyuv of bris milah if the father doesn't do it. You know, where does that go? What type of chiyuv is that I'm based in? And if not on himself, etc., etc. Here's the part of the Gemara that I wanted to focus on in upon. Ihi minala delo mechayva. How do you know she's not tied to do bris mila for her son? Dichtiv, kasher siv oso lokim, oso velo oso. God commanded him to do it, and there's a drasha, oso velo oso. And over the Rishonim asked, the Achronim asked, everyone asked. There's about 10 or 12 answers to this kasha. I'm not going to have a chance to see them all. But there are several answers to this kasha, the major, major kasha that one should ask, which is, not there, that's not the major kasha, but there certainly is something we'll get back to. Why should you need Xeris HaKasa? If I told you women are part of mitzvah from bris milah, what would you have said on your own? Maybe, but that shouldn't be whether, that's whether that chayiv. That's whether they're not giving themselves a bris. They're giving their sons a bris. Why should they be chayv? Why should they be patur? Yeah, the pasha says it's a mitzvah cessation as man rum, and that's Tosis's question. Look in the Rimaskal Oso. Let's just read the question. Vim Tomer, Lamali Kra, typically the mitzvah cessation as man rum, the Nibel Bashmila Le Dasa, Nasha Baturos. Why not say it's a mitzvah cessation as man rum? The truth is, this question has several assumptions built into it. If you would have said two, it probably wouldn't have been a bad answer. Would not have been a bad answer. I think there are really three assumptions, which are, number one, is that bris, in fact, is a mitzvah asay shahazman yoram, number one. Number two is that nashim are always potter the mitzvah asay shahazman yoram. Exactly. Number one is a bris of mitzvah seish hazman drama. Number two is that women are always pater. Pater, women la'olam pater. Okay. Women la'olam are pater for mitzvah seish hazman drama. And number three is that therefore women should be pater from bris. Three is almost like a conclusion. You know, but we'll see how in a second. Many in the portion will be a lot of the exceptions. I'm going to get to Tosfos last. I'll shoot out several of the other answers that the portion had. Just being that I'm getting Tosfos last, as he comes to actually argue on the first assumption. So I'll start out just attacking from the bottom up. No particular reason except it's more convenient for me. There are many people who suggest that even though it is a bris, it's a mitzvah sensation as man grama, and even though women are always part of mitzvah sensation as man gramas, maybe there'd be some overriding pasuk over here. For example, what? Tzipora, the Bnei Yoshua says, because Tzipora did a bris, maybe you think there'd be a overriding there to come to teach me that women are required to do bris for their children, and therefore the mitzvah sensation as man grama principle alone is insufficient, because principles that are generic, that are general, right? Kol Tarkula principles will lose to a specific point over here, or at least leave us in a suffix, and therefore you have a kasav ashlishi that's machriya beinei, and you have a third overriding pasuk, which is oso below oso to pot to them. The Minchas Chinuch says something which I found was wild as well. The Minchas Chinuch says, Enochinami, it is Mishnah Sinesha, it's not grama, and we should always be potter. The Gzeris HaKasav is designed for the Bnei Keturah. After all, Av had a third wife, Bnei Keturah, and all of Av's children were Bnei Bris, because Av was a Ben Bris, and the children of Bnei Keturah are Chayiv and Bris as well. And by the way, that's the halacha. I think going for Bnei Keturah, Chayiv and Bris. Yeah, most posts assume that since Rov are not Bnei Keturah, so it's not a suffix, you can follow the Rov. If you're a guy, you can follow Rov. Other Rachmanim say there is no such thing as Rov by guy. Is Rov a Jewish principle? Is Rov not a Jewish principle? Let's say a guy finds, you know, three pieces of meat, of which one is Eber Menachai, and two are not Eber Menachai. Because the guy, you so much on the Rov and eat any of those pieces of meat. That's like a major machlokes in Achronim. You know, it requires a real long mission guy to enter into these shaylos. Okay. We have to find the Lamdish Agai. In the meantime, so the Minchas Chinas seems to say again, Enoch, the Minchas Chinas says, which is designed for the B'nai Keturah, which seems to imply, Enoch in Ami, there should be a Mitzvah Cessation as Man Grama Keturah, except for you have to include the B'nai Keturah, so Osta includes everyone. I thought it was surprising that you need to exert some concept to include the B'nai Keturah. That doesn't seem to be a simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara is to be talking about only B'nai Keturah. But that was a little bit of a surprising answer. However, there are other shittas that we've shown in that suggest other potential mahalchim. For example, Tosafot in Megillah, and I'll share with you what Tosafot says. I'll read it to you. Tosafot in Megillah on Daf Kaf. You don't tell me which assumption you think he's attacking. Probably better than he's telling you. Tosafot in Megillah on Daf Kaf says as follows: Daf Kaf Min Aleph. V'hikshe harav rabbeinu Ephraim kev the mila eina b'layla in Cain. It's a little bit of a different question. It's a question of bris mila by night. He says, since bris mila you can't really do by night in Cain, how do mitzvah say shaz man gramashim? Now should the tourist be met of it? Cain kasha lamali b'parakama. The kedushin, krad oso, lomar to isha eina chayavis limol, people claim the mitzvah say shaz man gramashim. In other words, why not say it's mitzvah to say shaz man grama? The truth is, there really are two different ways you can argue it's mitzvah to say shaz man grama. One is because it's by day and not by night. The second is because it's the eighth day and not the sixth day, not the seventh day. We may get back to that a little bit later on, depending on how much time we have. Quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. The question, it should be mitzvah to say shaz man grama. Listen to his answer because it applies to both arguments why it would be goring with man. Both Lila as well as the eighth day. B'yesh lomer, the ilav, oso, you now observe the concept of oso, lo-oso, ha-avamina de-hai nashit peturis mitzvah zeshaz ma'an grama, ha-inu hezeh de-ika kares, du-mi the leka kares, du-mi the matzah v'simcha v'hakeh v'lesbu kares. U-minayu d'vimaitina nashim ha-aval, u-minayu d'vimaitina d'nashim. About Mila Sheish Bakaritz, Nichos Walash, Shalosh Trib, Risos, Havamim de Machaibu Nash, Limolaz, Benay, Kamash Mula, and Oso, Dulo, Dulo. In other words, you would have had a Havamina that since Bris is so severe and so important that what? There's Kares by it, so maybe what? Women should be. Correct. In other words, women are not always part of the mitzvah as non-gram. Which assumption is he arguing on? The second over here. You get the impression from Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Kaf that mitzvah as non-gram, this may be a mitzvah as non-gram, but women aren't always part of it. They're only part of from the lower, less important mitzvah as non-gram, the lower form of them, but the real significant ones, the ones with kares, you know, well, there, what's it called? That's something unbelievable. That you would have to, what's it called? That you have to say the Chayim. Now, by the way, there's something fascinating about that. This sheet actually is a fascinating sheet, though. What other conclusion should you draw from this sheet, though? I thought there was a, you know, a Krum Pesach would be an interesting thing, correct? I think there's a chance of question for Krum Pesach is. One would have to think about that more. Let's hold on to that. Krum Pesach would be a fascinating point, because that also was one of the mitzvahs I said, that has, you don't need to be a kares. By the way, it's the sheet of the pesach, not the achila, but okay. That's one of the important things. Um, Yeah, why would the other Mishnah didn't take us back? Why would the other Mishnah disagree with this Tosfos? What? Presumably, they'd argue, yeah, and suggest that what? That women are private from all mitzvahs that say. In other words, the first Tosfos. The Megillah over here, one of his assumptions is that you're not always pater. That's what we're talking about here. Is it are they the olam pater or not? According to Tosfos Megillah, la'olam is not really true. In other words, la'olam is not correct. You know, I would say sometimes, the first assumption for Tosfos Megillah is that sometimes, mi deitam, women could be chayav in mitzvah shazman gram. That's what I would have said on my own. What's fascinating is that the Shar HaMelech, that the Dvar Yaakov dug up from Hilchos Tefilas Zarah, writes that the reason why most Rishonim disagree is because the Kares is on the bed, but not the mother. Why is that so surprising? It's for a few reasons. Number one is because he seems to think that all the other Rishonim would agree with this. In other words, Tosfos over here, which we'll get to very soon in Kedushin, seems to agree. He said, yeah, you know, sometimes we would really be Pater. The reason why it doesn't apply it over here is because although it's a mitzvah of Kares, the Kares is not the kid, not the mother. Or in other words, Tosfos Megillah says sometimes really are chayiv, and it's, you know, it would even carry over to the mother. In other words, even she is what's it called? Even she is going to, it's so chashuv that the chashiv is not just for the ben, but even for the mother, and therefore it would override the people of Mrs. Zeshav Ma'an Gram. L'chori, the other Rishonim, what I would have thought, said, no, they're always popular, but it could be, in every number, there would be exceptions, just this is not one of them, because it's on the ben and not the mother. It is important to realize that, one second, yeah, Tosfos Megillah would respond that who cares if it's on the ben or on the mother? At the end of the day, you see the importance of the mitzvah itself, not the importance on the guy, it's just the importance in general. And maybe that even links up to the previous Gemara about the guy doesn't do it himself, his father doesn't do it, so Beis Din does, if not he himself has to do it. It's a very seemingly, you know, important thing, not just for himself. Yeah, quick question. Boys, do you have something?
Why would that mean that it's not on the mother? The first time, you have a meal.
Something else that she has nothing to do with my girl. She has to do it, but she has to do something.
Even though it's Mishnah Zeshah, not Grama, even though it's Shaykh over here,
there should be an overriding principle, which is it's Torah with Mal, first son, Yershom.
Why
Yershom?
Why is
Yershom
going against
Oso,
but not
Osa?
Why can
Sikora
go against Oso, but not Osa? I guess you see from Osovla Osar that
Tzipora was doing it not for Tarathia, but for Torah. You know, he got booked or some type of, you know, she wanted to do it.
So maybe really there is Mishnah Zeshah Mangram also. Maybe you could say the same thing for Tzipor, really, was just she wanted to do it and it doesn't go against the Mishnah Zeshah Mangram.
You want to say from the Pnei Yeshua, maybe Osov Lo Osah reinforced it? Well, it's true, but you have to explain to me why it's not Mishnah Zeshah Mangram. Meaning, if you want to say that Mishnah Zeshah Mangram, you can't just do that unless you explain to me why. I think it is. You can't do it at night. You can only do it on the 8th. You can't do it on the 7th day. Now, once you explain to me why, well, then maybe there's a custom that reinforces that, who knows what, but you know, you can't just say stam, it's not without an explanation, at least I wouldn't understand it. Quickly, one, two, one.
If any mitzvah shall not grow up after the on the 8th day.
Maybe not, maybe because you can't do it at night. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more of a technical question on the thing of the way it's going to go show up. But isn't he attacking more the second assumption than the first, than the third assumption?
I don't think so.
I mean, like, saying that Dr. Martin really always fought her because sometimes he took him that saying that they're fired. Like, it's more than.
I hear. Yeah, I don't think so. This sounds like. There's a principle coming to cessation as non-grammar that sometimes does or does not apply. The third assumption, the third assumption is that it does apply. They are always part of the cessation as non-grammar. They're making an overriding factor, which is possible, not a principle. It's a unique individual exception opposed to the overriding principle to the rule. Quick.
Why does that make a difference? I assume
the most simple svar is that's the sheer of a real davar chashuv.
But that's not because Mr. Hart is important. It's not important.
Well, it's based on a few things. It's based upon the importance plus something else. Maybe the famous Abu Draham, that women are punched up because it's going to cause shalom bias issues. If there's, you know, they're caught up to serve Hashem and they're running the house with their husbands, they'll cause shalom bias. Hashem says, I'm mochel type of thing. Even still, Hashem's only mochel on the things that are not of the utmost importance. You know what I mean?
Well,
what? Yeah. Anyhow, okay. There are other Rishonim. A lot of Chachmei Sfarim have a similar approach to Rambam, the Ritzvah, the Ran, maybe others, who say that women are not always part of mitzvah sedesha as man grama. They're only part of mitzvah sedesha as man grama that are pertinent to themselves. In other words, if it applies to somebody else, then they're chayim.
What if they're responsible for that?
That, as long as, although you may have to fine tune this, what I have right now is that as long as it's committed to not somebody else, that's not the tour. The tour mitzvah of Nagram is when a woman is dealing with herself. Once the tour is limited to the physical, not physical, growth in the halachic sense, maybe even that the tour runs through her, once it extends to somebody else, L'char, that's no longer just her, and it's no longer the term manifestation of Nagram. And there are even those Rishonim who believe that Bris is not a manifestation of Nagram. You may have misunderstood it in its entirety. And again, there are two reasons why you would think this is the case. One is because it's the eighth day, number two is because Laila. Don't both of those prove that the manifestation of Nagram? Either one of those sources, the fact that you can do it day eight, not day seven, Laila. So the question deal with sometimes one of the questions, sometimes two of the questions, sometimes the four by the one or the other. I'll tell you two quick sheets, and then we'll get back to our Tosfos, and then we'll call it. There's an interesting sheet of Tosfos Rid who deals with the eighth day kasha. He actually deals with both, but the one that's relevant for us is Tosfos Rid. On why isn't that a problem with the eighth day? Isn't that a mixed decision? But the Tosfos Rid says no. There's a difference between what? A day, yeah?
Maybe
there's a little bit some difference. He says he's a little bit of a difference, which is a difference between a day and a date. D-A-Y and D-A-T-E. A day, day eight, day seven, it didn't start on the calendar. It's not linked to the calendar, it's linked to the just start counting 7 days from when, you know, the baby was born. That's not a mitzvah as my grandma. Mitzvah as my grandma. The Torah says it's the 15th of Nisan. The Torah says it's the first of Tishrei. The Torah says it's a you know the fifth of the night or the 15th of what's it called of Tishrei. It's linked to a calendar date. That's mitzvah as my grandma. This is very difficult the more I think about it. Because there's a lot of mitzvahs out there, like tefillah and all the Shabbos mitzvahs. Tefillah is an overriding principle of Zachar B'Shamar.
What about like tefillah? It's not a date.
Yeah.
Unless well, I guess there's some time.
It's like every day. And this is from the means caused by the day.
It's caused by the day. It's not caused by the day. It's caused by the day. But there's no Zaman date for like tefillah and tzitzit, so how would that mean the woman?
I guess maybe the point is, maybe I'll sharpen it a little bit. I guess the point is, even a date on a calendar is at least a date. In other words, a date of a month or a date of a week. This is not a date, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or the 5th, the 18th, anything else. This is just a day. So it takes care of the Shabbos stuff. What about the tefillah stuff? They require more thought. They require a little more thought. One second. Hold on. no one set day of the week or of the month, of the year. It can be any single point in time. So it's a mitzvah to say Shein as man derama. In other words, I guess the gorim is not zman. The gorim is the leidas havlad. Something like that, yeah. I guess so. That's what the Tosfos really has in mind in terms of that. I guess it's an important thing to keep in mind for just what a mitzvah to say zman derama. Yeah, quickly. Hold on to that. We'll get there. I'll allude to that point a little bit. You'll remind me to make it still. Two more last sheets. Next is the Maharit. The Maharit has an interesting suggestion. He says the theory is not so crazy. It's the application of it, which is like a little bit extreme. Surprising. The Maharit believes that the baby, once the baby is maho, he's always fulfilling the mitzvah. Which is not so surprising. It's a little bit surprising. But once the baby is maho, he's always fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore it's not necessary to say shat man gram. Now the reason why that's there. The first assumption is that the mitzvah is what? Yeah, the tonsa, not the maisa. I'll get back to that momentarily. But the second finish is that there's a mitzvah on the mother or the father to make sure that baby has that tosah. That once the baby's born, and once the baby has that bris, every second baby lives with a bris, the father's behind the mitzvah. Not just the person himself, but the father gets a key in mitzvah all the way through. It's not so shocking, I think, but those are the two conditions. Number one is that the mitzvah is a tosah, number two is it's on the iman, it's on the parent. And the mother, therefore, would not be the cessation of mangram because it's eternal, and what's it called? And therefore, also a losa. There is a major discussion as to whether the person who is a mitzvah and the meister that the tosa. I'll share with you a little bit of the information about that that the Mepharshim talk about. There's a very, very, very well known Maharach or Zavua. It's probably the only Maharach or Zavua that anyone who's even heard of the Maharach or Zavua knows about. Well, correct, yeah, exactly. I've even heard of Maharach or Zavua. It could be that you quoted one.
Sure.
Maharach or Zavua. Simeon Yon Aleph, that's where it's found. He says it's a discussion as to whether it's a larger discussion about whether there's a nice or whether it's a tosa. So, he quotes a myth, it's a Gemara, come on, cool it, baby. And David Melech once upon a time was in a big one. He was so disappointed, he was so depressed, he was so sad. He didn't have stilna, he wasn't wearing his tzitzis, he was going to sit down the door because he didn't think about. He looked at his bris mila and he had an element of simcha. The question you could ask is, before we mitzvah of bris mila then, well, what's my time he had a bris? What's my time he had tzitzis? How much time he had tzitzis? How much time he had doors with mezuzahs? The Shah said to Maharach, what's the words? You probably fulfilling the mitzvah as we speak. L'chor, there was no mo'el in there with him in the water while he was, I don't know how old he was.
Or the next time he got
Therefore, the Maharach of Zavua says, every second you live a status as mahul, you get a mitzvah. There's a lot of other rings to talk about. Throw one more machlokas. The Shabbos thought maybe like this machlokas, the Rambam and the right. When do you get kares for not doing bris mila? When do you get kares for not doing bris mila? The Rambam says, the day you die. The right says, every day you live a life as mahul, that's not mahul. According to the Rambam, you're constantly getting kares over and over and over again. What does that mean? Good question. Maybe the machlokes depends upon the nature of kares, but there's a good chance it depends upon this chakira as well. According to the Rambam, what's the mitzvah of bris mila? The maisa, not the tosah. The maisa to do it, you have to do one bris mila in your life. If you die before you have done that maisa, then you've missed out. How do I know you didn't do it? Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. The answer is, but once you die, game over. According to the Rambam, it's not a one-time mitzvah, the maisa to do, rather what is a mitzvah? To live a life as a ben mahul, as a person who has a ben bris, to live a life without an harlot, to live a life as a mahul. If that's the case, every second you live that life, what? Yeah, l'char, you're getting a mitzvah. And if the second you wouldn't, you'd be over Naveh, l'char, that's machlokes, the Rambam Rambam, which may depend upon this tosah, maisa. Let's get back to our tosis. With that as an introduction, that's all positionally. Let's take a look at our Tosfos. Tosfos over here says as follows: Yesh Lomar. You with me? Osovelo Saget Vimtomar Lamali Kra typically the Mitzvah Station as Man Grama Shanimo Bashmini Lilay Dasa Vinash Paturos. Yesh Lomar, here's Tosfos' Tarets. Keba de miyom hashmini va'ala ink han hefsek lavzman grama. Since the what? Since the mitzvah starts on day 8 and continues eternally, therefore what? It's not a mitzvah seishas man grama. Or in other words, according to us, what's the definition of mitzvah seishas man grama? It has to have a beginning and end. Exactly. If you look at Rashi, by the way, in the Mishnah, I'm not sure Rashi agrees. Take a look at Rashi, Shehazman Grama. It's the second line in Rashi. What does Rashi say? Shehazman Gorim La Shetava. What does that sound like? Yeah, according to Rashi, you get the impression Mitzvah Shehazman Grama is only a starting time, not a concluding time as well. How does Rashi answer this, Kasha? I don't know, there's like 7 or 8 possibilities on the board. Then Tosfos asks himself, "In Tomara, kadi mitzvah seishah as man grama de ein malin ela biyom kid the isav aparaka aro. We only do bris milah during the day, and not at night." The Yeshlomer Tosfos answers, "To us, he command damar hasim the milah shlov as man grama no hagis be meyom be malayla." Says Tosfos, "Inachinami, this gemara is only going according to shita of Rav Shimon, not the chachamim. The opinion who believes you can do bris milah even at night. According to us, who pass like the chachamim who believe you can't do bris milah at night." And you're limited to doing bris milah only during the day. What's in fact the halacha? If the mitzvah to say shas man grama, you don't even know this. You don't even need this derech hasagasa of oso v'lo osa. Tosfos kashya derechinami according to Rov the Tanoim the Chachamim. There's a man damer. This gemara is going to leave the man damer of Shimon who believes your pater at night. What does Chacham do with this pasuk? I don't know. They learn for something else. I don't know what they do. There is a fascinating conclusion that I once had a Rebbe in high school who pointed out. What's the difference between Tosfos' first stage and his second stage? The two conclusions to draw from this Tosfos. The second will be the famous Mechaskenah. One conclusion is, what's the definition of Mitzvah Sazeh Shazman Grama? The Havamid assumes that Mitzvah Sazeh Shazman Grama is a mitzvah in which the Chiyuv is called a Dizman. Tosfos rejects it and says what? That's not the definition of Mitzvah Sazeh Grama, but rather one that the Chiyuv is Tali Dizman. You follow that? In other words, according to Tosfos, at first glance, he's like, wait up, the Chiyuv starts day 8 and goes forever. That's not a Mitzvah Sazeh Grama. He's like, no, wait up, it is a Mitzvah Sazeh Grama. Because you can only be mekayim the mitzvah in the day and not the night. And that's like a fascinating question. Maybe some of the rishonim would disagree with this Tosfos, would disagree. In other words, does the mitzvah sensation of man grama, how do I define it? Is something that man is goring the kiyum or the chiyum? Does man allow me to fulfill the mitzvah, or does it trigger the obligation? The difference would be in a situation where there's a chiyum but you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. That happens sometimes. For example, if that person has no arms, he's high in tefillin, he just can't do it. It may be, maybe the person is deaf, but he's high in shofar, not deaf, and he's not a chayv. Would he be considered like a chayv? But on the second question, that's actually not so question, but presumably that's the case, although maybe 2 days in the hearing, that's not a shana dafra, chafkas. That's one question. How do I define mitzvah seishas man grama based on the kiyum, based on the chiyum? The second thing is something that Yaakov alluded to earlier on, mitzvah chiyum makes a fast and a deal, he writes. According to Tosfos, when does the bris start? When does the chiyum really start? It starts day number 8 and it continues until when? Forever. Maybe one would have argued it only would have continued until day 13, and then the mitzvah gets transferred from the son to the father. Said the mitzvah chiyum, you can prove from this Tosfos that what? That the mitzvah of bris milah is not on the son fundamentally, just gets technically, transferred to the father, but rather what?
Not the father.
What?
No. Not the father.
Correct. Not that, in other words, there's a question that the question that mitzvah is kind of interested in. Why is the mitzvah on the father? Is it because it's fundamentally on the av? In other words, the Iker I did mean, the Iker is really on the ben, fundamentally, but technically, it goes to the father. Why? It goes to the father because the son's 8 days old. He can't do a bris mitzvah. So technically, it goes to the father. Says in the Chasidus, you can prove which is correct from this posuk. He argues that it must be, it remains on the father, because if it would switch from the father at day 8 to year 13, well, that'd be a set specific time of a beginning and an end. Just like Sukkot has a set beginning, a time of the beginning and end. It's 8 days, or Pesach is 7 days. So one is 8 days, and one is 13 years minus 8 days. At the end of the day, it's a set time for you. Ella says the mitzvah is going to affect everything. The mitzvah is going to follow the whole way through. Then the mitzvah is going to say, okay, but if you read the Sefer carefully, you get the impression that really is fundamentally on the bed. But just technically, the father does it. Once the kid gets 13 years old, the mitzvah transfers back over to the son from the father. How would the Sefer Chinuch answer this question? I don't know. Like, what are the other shittos that we've seen up here? At the end of the day, what we did was we saw 7 or 8 terutz into this kasha, how to answer up this question of mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Why is that mitzvah sasei shazman grama? Everything from really enoch inami it is, like Tosos argues, matachamim, fundamentally it is, fundamentally it's not. Tosos is really over here. At first glance, starts up redefining mitzvah sasei shazman grama, based upon the kiyum chiyum. The truth is, when Maskana Tosos actually ends up going even one step down, saying, enoch inami it really is, it's just, you know, as opposed to Rav Shimon. At the end of the day, we saw 7 or 8 major shittas as to how to understand Mitzvah Seseh Shazman Grama and Bris Mila. And we had a couple other important conclusions to draw from some of the shittas, you know, which is, I guess, important shittas in Torah to know in general. All right, we'll stop here.